which you shared stuff that's not always easy to share. So, but at any rate, I can't maybe affect something that's happening there, but I certainly can bring somebody different into each setting. And I think that's how the world out there then changes. You know, who I am moment by moment, who we are in all those teeny tiny little interactions, I think there's a ripple effect. I don't think ideas are just thought and then they like flush themselves down the toilet. I think any idea any one of us has a way of manifesting, and that's kind of a word that has kind of that new agey, oh, I don't know about that word, but what I mean when I say that, I think that those ideas we have really carry a power in and of themselves. And so if I go around with real negative ideas, I think that energy has a way of growing. And pretty soon, anybody that I have that negative energy around, they feel that. You know, we've all felt that in a setting with somebody, you know. We are touched by somebody else's energy. And when it's good energy, we feel better. You know, one of the things that I have learned, I don't know how I learned this, you know, and you've all learned it too. I'm not saying anything to you today that you haven't heard before, that you haven't read before, that you haven't said before. None of this is new, you know. But for me, it's stuff that I need to say out loud because I need to keep remembering it. But one of the things that I have learned is that when I go into a setting where I don't know people, it really makes me feel connected because life is about learning how to make connections. That's how we heal. It's important for me to go up and extend my hand and say hello to somebody. I tell you, that makes me feel like I know you. It makes me feel connected. And hopefully it makes the person that I have extended my hand to feel a sense of connection too. Because that is how we move along in life in a more healed way, by making those kinds of connections. I used to be so filled with fear. As a child, I didn't know that there would ever be a time in my life that I didn't have this huge gaping hole inside. I just assumed that's how it would always be. You know, I don't have that anymore. I'm not afraid. Now the minute I say that, probably something's going to happen and I'm going to freak, but I don't end up, you know, I just don't end up living in that space anymore. And I think the way that leaves is by doing these tiny little things differently. And I don't know who suggested that or how I watched somebody else do that. All I know is that when I make that kind of connection wherever I go, it changes how I'm feeling. And you know, I just want to feel better. I just want to feel better. And I hope in the process that I'm sure you do too, or you wouldn't be here. We came here, we ended up in these recovery rooms because we were pretty doggone broken. And it doesn't make any difference whether we had a really tough, hard bottom or a soft bottom. We were broken, or we wouldn't have come here. And isn't it a good thing that we were broken? Because look how lucky we are. I mean, we are the luckiest people. Look at this blueprint for living that we have. When I first came into the rooms, I was one of those people that just wanted to shout to everybody, oh my gosh, you know, you've got to come to AA. You know, it'll just, and I really meant it, you know. It was like these 12 steps were so unbelievable. And there were lots of things about this program early on that I didn't understand very well, like how to do a fourth and fifth step. And my first fourth step I did way too early, and I wrote out 78 pages. And well, that's how many people I had to inventory. And And this was in 1976, and my sponsor, there was no, we didn't have